airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you very much and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review here on Sports Byline USA, but on other networks and ways you can listen to us all around the United States and the world. My name is Rick Tittle. I do this show each and every week at this time. Check your clock and where you are, where you is, where you be. It's the Video Game Review, which is, I'm a gamer, just like you. I don't make games, design them, I don't sell them. I just tell you what's good, bad, ugly, overhyped, underhyped, worth the effort. And I want to hear from you as well. It's a collaborative effort. Thereby, we have a phone number that works toll-free all over the North American continent. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play, get it? 1-800-878-7529. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. We'll get back to you, we'll get back to the sports talk here at the top of the hour. First of all, as I mentioned, Sports Byline coming to you from our studios in downtown San Francisco. I'm on the Oakland side in my house. You know, the old quarantine routine we've been doing since the spring on my gaming headset here, my, Astro. Also, we are on, SB Nation Radio, which is, great to be on their airwaves. By the way, sportsbyline.com. Click listen live to stream. SBNationLive.com through the website as well. We're also on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Apple applications for receiving the programming. Most importantly of all, though, we're on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, maybe AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, National Guard, I think I said that, Merchant Marines, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We're proud of our lay people who work for our allies as well. Also, on SiriusXM, the Dan Patrick channel, as I said, this is the 1 hour all week where we're going to talk a little video games. Not just sports video games, all video games. So what I do is I give away a brand new game each and every week. We will do that. I also have an interview with a man who has a brand new boxing game coinciding with sports tonight. We'll talk about that game as well. Also, I'll let you know the new releases coming out this week, as we always have in the video game industry. On the cheat code at the end, send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. So it's the Video Game Review with Rick Tittle. That's me. You're you. We'll take a break. Come on back and let's do this.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both,
Staples has everything you need to start the year right, and all at amazing prices.
Like lap desks, notebooks, and noise-canceling headphones.
This week, spend $30 and get an 8-ounce bottle of Mellow hand sanitizer absolutely free when you mention this offer at checkout.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/5, in-store only, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/free sanitizer for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today, call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, however you're listening to us. And as I mentioned, the troops, it was last year I was driving on the Autobahn in Germany listening to the Eagle on American Forces. That's their rock and roll channel in my rental. I'm on The Voice. So it was just cool to remind me that we got troops listening. I come from a military family, like a lot of Americans do, but even if you don't, we appreciate all that you do. And I know, shout out to my Navy peeps listening in Okinawa that I hear from as well. Not everybody gets the show live, but whenever you get it through a re-air or an on-demand pod, however you get it, it's great to hear back from the military, because I know video games are it's a little bit of home cooking, you know. I think it's great to play a video game, and for a while there, you forget about your deployment, and hopefully wherever you are, you're safe. So I always start the show by saying, what have you been playing this weekend? Usually I give away a game at 40 after, but that's when I'm going to have my interview with a man named Eugene Elkin about Big Rumble Boxing. So I'll give the game away in the next segment about 25 after. Open lines now to answer the question, what have you been playing this weekend? What has been fascinating you? 1-800-878-PLAY. In Season 5 of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I can't help it. The thing that keeps me going is, and I don't pay for the new seasons to get everything unlocked. I earn the unlocks, and there's only a few things that are free, but you get them, and then you pimp them out. So I have this light machine gun that I finally got the last stock, and the last stock is to hold it like a chainsaw, but in effect use it like you're holding a minigun like Jesse Ventura in Predator. And it's not very accurate or effective. It does have this one laser where you aim down. At least you can get a green dot on something. Of course, everybody can see your green dot. But it's just something to work for, you know, work toward. And now there's, I think it's like level, 85. There's one last assault rifle I'm about to earn. And then what I'll do is I'll take that up to level 56 or whatever it is. And this Call of Duty is the most addictive I have ever had. And it might be because of the pandemic and I'm locked inside, but I have a lot of other video games. So that's why it was kind of a welcome respite that I got a review copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. And if you go back to the Pro Skater franchise with gamers across the world trying to play as Tony Hawk, and I mean this is more than 20 years ago when this got going, but we just saw Friday the remastered versions of this game. And Tony Hawk, who's been on this show, I'll tell you a little story in a second about him, but he said on CBS Sports, quote, "I want to thank the original fans and appreciate and feel the same sort of exhilaration that they felt when they played the first series, and for a new generation to be introduced to it and to hopefully feel the same energy, though they haven't played the original series. I do believe that the hardcore fans are the ones that will resonate and be most excited for this." And it's funny, I was thinking over the years all the different iterations of this game, and I remember, and we gave them away on the air, and as I said, I've been doing this show almost 20 years. It was the skateboard peripheral. It was an actual skateboard, but had no wheels, had sensors on the side, and you would stand on it. And this was an expensive peripheral. It was like a $100 add-on. And they sent me a review of it, a review copy. Well, basically, they sent it to me so I could check it out. And I still have it somewhere, but it didn't work very well. And, you know, why would it? You got a board, and you're just kind of leaning left and right. It worked to a certain extent, but it was frustrating. And there's a difference between being frustrated because you're not very good at a video game and being frustrated because the peripheral doesn't work. So for me, it was both. You know, I never really skateboarded. I did a little bit in the 70s, but it wasn't my thing. So I'm not very good at skateboarding. And then the peripheral, like I would like lean left and it would pick it up like 3 seconds later. So that didn't really work, but that's kind of like what comes to mind. Now, I remember when he came on the show, and I forgot what iteration it was. This was probably around 2005, and he came on the show, and he was going to be doing one of his, you know, in-person dealios with all his buds, and it was going to be down at Shoreline Amphitheater, which is down where the Google campus is now here in Silicon Valley, down the peninsula, about an hour south of San Francisco, and he's like, why don't you come backstage and hang out a little bit? And I thought, but I have a buddy who is Tony Hawk's biggest fan. And I thought, well, he goes, you can bring a buddy. And so I said, I was thinking about fighting traffic. You know? I mean, Tony Hawk's a nice guy. We're about the same age. You know, and he's like, and my friend was like, oh, my gosh, will you please take me? And I'm like, all right. And we showed up there, and they gave us 2 general admission tickets. And I'm not the kind to put up a stink. I want Mr. Hawk on the phone right now, because I'm sure if I did, he'd be like, no, I told that guy. I'm like, it's fine. But I digress. This game, I got to play a little bit of it. And the thing that I like most about this game is you never have to push a button to kick. You never have to push a button just to automatically move forward. You're just always moving forward. Now, you can squat and ollie. You can kick to go extra fast if you want, but you're already going at a pretty good speed. Starts you off with a tutorial, you might remember. I haven't even got to 2 yet. Still playing 1, but, you know, as I said, memory lane, starting you off with a tutorial, teaching you how to flip and kick and grind, and it's cool. I like it when you're grinding, too, because while you're grinding, it's got this meter, kind of like when you're kicking a field goal in Madden, about how you want to direct the ball, or maybe a swing in a golf game like Hot Shots, like you got to time it just right. But it's a lot of fun so far with this game. And another quote from Hawk here: "I think a lot of people associate this with their youth and something that introduced them to skateboarding and skate culture. I feel like a lot of people would say this changed my perspective on how I wanted to live, or kind of the music I wanted to listen to, or the kind of culture I wanted to participate in. I don't take that for granted at all. I'm very thankful this opened new doors for people." Now, remember, Tony Hawk skates Goofy Foot, which is where you have your right foot forward. It's just regular or Goofy Foot. That's what it is. I always stood regular because I'm right-handed, so it felt like, you know, I was standing in a batter's box. You know, you want to like look to your left to see the ball coming, and so that's the way I did it. But he's right though about just gate culture, and you can trick out your dude. You can make him, and there's tons of unlocks as you go. I want to say it's open world. That's a little bit misleading, but you do have a lot of choices to what you can do. There are a lot of stickers, and you know, you can put on a Beats logo or a New Era hat logo, or you know, you could monster whatever it is. You know, you can trick out your board, and that's, you know, half the fun of it too, is just, you know, getting your character down and then specializing, and then, you know, getting better boards and trucks and wheels and maybe a more special ball bearings, whatever it is, and then you just learn tricks as you go. So this isn't the kind of game where I'm going to put in 50 hours, but I am interested in continuing because, as I said, the key component to any video game for me in history can be boiled down to one thing: is it fun? If it's fun, then I'll play it. You know, where is the voice acting and the graphics in Tetris? Nothing. It was the most archaic graphics and dumb music. Boom, 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 boom. But it was fun. If something is fun, we'll play it. That's his bottom line. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a game away. I'll tell you some release dates, that kind of stuff. Also, some more video game news. If you want to get in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. I'm Rick Tittle, so come on back on VGR.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that little Mario Kart there. Rick Tittle with you. It's a video game review coming up in the next segment. We have an interview with Eugene Elkin from Big Rumble Boxing. But now it is time to give away a game, and I'll give it away to the person, now, who answers this question, the second correct answer on my email, rick@sportsbyline.com. For years, I would take calls. Sometimes it would stall the show or people would get things wrong and then I'd feel bad. Just the second correct email. I don't say first because you'd think, well, I'll never be first. Somebody already did it. Some nerd has already typed in the address and is ready to push send right now. And if I say the 47th, you're like, that's not going to happen. So this is my – I took one psychology class in college and this is what I've come up with. So, second correct winner, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Iron Harvest. Iron Harvest is a real-time strategy game, which is an RTS. In the alternate reality of the 1920s, you lead hero characters, mechs, and soldiers into battle. My question is this an RTS game or a sports game? Didn't you just shh? Yes, I did. Iron Harvest, an RTS game or a sports game? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have it here for the Xbox One. It's also available for the PS4 and the personal computer. Developed by King Art. Published by Deep Silver, not Deep Purple. That is, of course, smoke on the water. Just came out September 1st, so brand new. Once again, published by Deep Silver. Developed by King Art. Iron Harvest. What's that, Harvest Moon? Iron Harvest. Is it a RTS or is it a sports game? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, you might remember 2 years ago, once again, 2 years ago, we heard that Marvel Avengers video game was going to be coming from Square Enix through Disney's Marvel Entertainment. 2 years ago, we heard about that partnership. And it came out 2 days ago. It is out. I have not played it yet. If you have, I'd like to get your review right now. As I said, my unpaid correspondence. Does that mean I'm calling in? If you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Stadia, by the way, if you don't know what Stadia is, that's Google's cloud gaming platform. So their model is, and everybody's going to have one if they don't already, is that you don't need to buy a console or a PC. You can just subscribe like Netflix, and you're automatically got a super-duper gaming engine. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's a full-price game, so you're talking $59.99 plus tax, and it's going to have cosmetic upgrades as well. It's got a campaign that I've heard averages about 12 hours, which is not bad for a campaign, honestly. These games where you're like 40 hours. Look, I have noticed that most games now concentrate so much on multiplayer and co-op that the franchise or that the campaign, which is what I mean, campaign we say for one player, that usually goes, you know, 3 to 6 hours, maybe 8. So 12 is not bad at all if you think about it. As I said, the multiplayer is where a lot of people are going to get into it. But the developers, and by the way, when I say Square Enix, they they went under their umbrella and got Crystal Dynamics to do this game. And when you hear Crystal Dynamics, obviously, well, for me, I think of Tomb Raider is the first thing I think of when I think about a series video game makers. But instead of making this game and then having it you know, you finish it, and then it's like, okay, buy a new one now. They're going to keep adding to it. They're going to keep adding and adding and adding, kind of like this Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm on Season 5, and you can buy it if you want. If you don't, you still get it, and then you get little freebies along the way. I don't really care about my cosmetics. I just want to play. Now, I don't like pay to win, you know, where you can buy something better. Remember, gold farmers would do that, and it'd sell you time as money. I spent 3 years getting this 70th class paladin with armor for my horse, and I'll sell to you for $1,000. There's no pay to win. But as I said, you know, it's more than just getting a physical copy of the game and then putting it aside and buying a new one. They're just going to keep adding to it, and they're going to look for microtransactions. I mean, Disney, if you think about it, with multiplayer efforts, they thought Toontown was going to be a hit, and it got pulled. They thought Marvel Heroes was going to be a hit. Marvel Heroes got pulled. So Marvel Avengers has a much better chance of success, because the strength of this franchise is absolutely ludicrously huge. Avengers Endgame, the movie, did you see it? Odds are you probably did. Its opening weekend in April of 2019, $1.2 billion, which shattered every movie record of all time. And if you look at Marvel Studios with its larger Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you take all the Marvel movies and you put them together, they have made over $20 billion just at global box offices. So there's going to be the introduction of a new protagonist, Kamala Khan. Disney is really willing to rewrite its own playbook here, which I think is, you know, whatever they think is good for the franchise, they're going to do it. But, you know, patience is a virtue. You got to have a short memory sometimes, as I say about closers who blow saves, because when we heard about this game and the people who started drooling over it, it's like, well, it's probably going to be a couple of years, which is hard. But I've always said, wait till the game's completely ready before you put it out all buggy. You don't want to put it out horse and buggy. I just made up that term. You put it out horse and buggy and it's not going to work. But anyway, it's there. It's out Friday. We get a copy of it. We'd love to have you play it and get on in and get heard and let me know what you think of it. You know, some of these ensemble casts, they, you know, I think a good video game, you should be, you know, it should be entertaining to anyone. Like, you shouldn't even have had to have seen the movie. And there are games, because look, every little kid movie, what do they have? They have a video game. Every little kid movie has a video game with it. And I've talked to developers over the years, and you pick any animated movie, and if I've interviewed them for their video games, they always say, look, this isn't a money spinner. We spent a lot of time on this. And I always want to believe them. I'm not calling them liars, but sometimes I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you did. I don't know what you did. Sometimes they take it for granted. You know, Madden 20, 20th anniversary game, I thought that game was completely mailed in. The Coliseum, the black hole was on the north end zone, which is a sin. It's not. That's the end zone that says Oakland. That's my end zone. And then one time the guy said first down Oakland, and he pointed the wrong way. And I thought, wow, they took their foot off. And then the next year with Madden 21, it was way more kick butt. So said, you wait 2 years for a game with these characters who aren't near and dear to me, but they are especially near and dear to a lot of people out there. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games as we speak. Remember, even during this pandemic, video game companies are still putting out content. Even though it's going to get harder, we might see a little bit of a dip coming up here soon, just because you know, people obviously haven't been able to get together like they used to. But still, we got a lot of video game stuff coming out. Here's the new stuff, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Necromunda, Underhive Wars, an RPG game, Xbox One, PS4. RPG Maker, MV, PS4, Switch, they would call a productivity game. That's pretty cool, though. You can just make your own RPG and check that out. Kingdoms of Amalur, an RPG for PC, role-playing game, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Party Hard 2, an action strategy game. Party on, Garth. Party Hard 2 is for the PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. The Sims 4, Star Wars Journey, PS4, PC, and Xbox One. The Outer Worlds, Peril. This is an expansion into a game that I had high hopes for, and it's gathering dust on my shelf. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I thought it was Skyrim, it's No Man's Sky, and no such luck. Hot Shots Racing. Not Hot Shots, that's Hot Shots Golf. Hot Shot Racing. Switch, PS4, Xbox One, PC. Company of Heroes finally makes it to the phones. It's iPhone and Android.
Droid.
Bake and Switch. On the Switch, fittingly. Other Side, with a C, like you killed the other. Other Side, Switch RPG. Bounty Battle, an Xbox One fighting game. And then on 9/11, we will have Inertial Drift. It is on the Switch, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It is a racing game. I'm telling you, we are getting closer and closer. It's only a few months now. We're getting closer and closer to where games will still be coming out for these systems. But Microsoft and Sony are going to turn the attention to the 5 and the Series X. And then we're all in for a lot of fun, hopefully. Fingers crossed. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to the man behind Big Rumble Boxing. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome to our show from Sirios Development. They make video games. It's the senior software engineer, Eugene Elkin, and he's here to talk about the new sports game, Big Rubble Boxing Creed Champions, and it's going to be coming to consoles in the spring, PS4, PC, Switch, Xbox One as well. Eugene, welcome to the show. You have worked in this industry a long time. You've worked on just about every type of platform and console. You've worked virtual reality. Before we get started on this, what haven't you done that you want to do? I mean, is there a holy grail for you?
Hey, Rick. How's it going? Thanks for having me on your show. Honestly, I've always wanted to do more combat games. This is the first time I'm doing combat game in a flat screen since VR first started. My first game was combat game. I made this Gladiator Combat when it was still like Oculus. It was still just a Kickstarter product. But I guess my holy grail would be just to make, you know, an extremely violent, deep, deep combat. Going back to VR, of course. Basically, I want to have that Gladiator experience when you go out and you just fight with every single type of weapon. But that's going to be for later. Right now, we're extremely, you know, excited to kind of focus our time and bring the whole Creed guys to a more traditional platform, such as consoles and PC, and not just VR, as we've done with the previous game.
Yeah, Creed Rise to Glory on VR was a big hit from Sirius, so now that you've got Big Rumble Boxing Creed Champions, you do this in collaboration with MGM. What's that like to have a partnership with such a big movie studio?
Oh, it's been amazing. This is our second collaboration with MGM, with first, of course, being Rise to Glory. And it was the perfect experience. Normally, when a developer works on a movie franchise type game, there's a lot of kind of people get scared. Technically, those games tend to have negative connotation because you have to stick so strictly to the script of a movie or something like that. And a lot of times the games don't come out great. Well, with Rise to Glory, MGM just kind of let us have free reign, right? They still had definite input on, you know, what they thought would make a good experience, but they let us create characters, kind of create a storyline that lived in the Creed universe. So we made the game we wanted to do, and this is in this partnership, it's just more of the same. They have their input, but we are making the game that we think our fans will love and that we want to play ourselves. So, you know, I would love to work on more games with them in the future.
And then, of course, you think about the controls on the Switch, which are much different than a DualShock 4 or what the Xbox has, and then you think about a keyboard and mouse for the PC. As a developer, is that something that you're kind of used to? Because these aren't ports. Each game has to fit on each system. How hard is that for you on the technical end?
Well, for Big Rumble Boxing, the current one, we're focusing primarily on the gamepad, right? The gamepads, luckily, are very similar for most platforms besides the Switch. Now, when the Switch is docked, it's just like any other gamepad. When the Switch is undocked, which is perfect for us because we have local multiplayer, you can just give the controller, and then our buttons mapping are, you know, we have just enough button mapping to match just about any controller. And we're also bringing motion controllers to the Switch primarily for, you know, it's a Creed Rocky game, so of course there has to be a montage. So when you do some of these montages, we can actually incorporate some of our knowledge that we gain, you know, through all our games, primarily in VR, so we really understand motion controllers. So for those specific modes, you can actually use the Switch to throw real punches, whereas in a normal game, when you're, you know, playing through arcade mode, or just exhibition matches, you use a gamepad as you would normally. So it really, it's been kind of, you know, just natural. There's no difficulty to it porting like that to it.
Yeah, on my Switch, I use a traditional joypad anyway, so I get you. We're speaking with Eugene Elkin from Surios, the game called Big Rumble Boxing Creed Champions, coming out in the spring on these big systems. And, you know, we mentioned the MGM connection, so you get the full roster from the Rocky and the Creed movies. So obviously, Rocky Balboa, Adonis Creed, Clubber Lang, Apollo Creed, the Dragos, Ivan and Victor, they're all there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the big exciting point. The moment I heard we're going to make a Creed game, you know, starting back with Rise of Glory, that's been all the excitement that just drove me. Okay, let's do this right away. Right? These are all the grades, and I grew up with all these figures, and bringing them all into our game, including the new legends such as Adonis, it's an amazing experience. And now where they're not in VR, we can really kind of almost direct the gameplay a lot better to give it a much more cinematic feel, which you can't really do in VR because traditionally, you know, the player is controlling the camera. But here we can really feed that personality. You know, when Ivan Drago steps out, he looks at the camera and can go like, "I'll break you," you know, versus Clubber Lang screaming at Rocky. Really excited to give all these characters we grew up with, you know, and seeing their personality come through in our game.
And I'm going to name drop. When the first Creed came out, I was lucky to have Michael B. Jordan on my show to promote it. And something I asked him, I'll ask you the same question. This is, when you take on a franchise like this, this is taken on something like, you know, Star Wars. It's so beloved by the fan base that you can't screw it up. I mean, they hold you to such a high standard. They almost look at this as like a religious thing, like the Bible you're messing with. So I'm sure that must have been challenging, and almost you welcomed that kind of scrutiny that the people who love these characters, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, working with Michael, by the way, was amazing. He did all the recording for his voice in Rise of Glory, and he's coming back to reprise his role in this game. This guy is a true professional. But yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a lot of, you know, the moment you put Stallone, not just Stallone, Rocky is in your game, and Rocky is talking to you and directing you, you know, in the middle of your montage. There is a lot of feels come through there, right? You don't want to mess it up. And, you know, we feel like we did it right in Rise to Glory, and we're building on top of that in this game. It's extremely important to us to really pay the correct, you know, and the right amount of homage to the whole franchise.
That wasn't your game with a guy who punched the TV, was it?
Oh, there were so many TV instances. I'm you know, I don't know what specific video you're talking about, but at one point we had a count. You know, we were marking them off on a board, and eventually it got to, I think, like hundreds or something. Like, number of TVs broken is one of the metrics we keep track for our game.
Wow, okay, that's a lot more
ended
than
up being
one.
Like the, end up being like the best marketing promotional for this game is how many TVs were broken.
Very cool. Let's talk about some of the mini games as well. I've always, you know, I like it when a game is great and then throws in a couple of extras. What about the mini games?
Well, you know, you wouldn't be in the Creed Rocky universe if you didn't have the montages, right? It's such a big aspect of the whole movie, and we wanted to have the same feeling in the game. There is, you know, the classic Rocky music playing while you're knocking out really quick mini games. It also really, I feel, is important because it breaks up the kind of the fight fatigue. They also serve another purpose in kind of teaching you how to play the game. You know, how to throw specific combos, how the reaction timing works. So this is something that's definitely making a comeback in this game as well, where you'll be training with Rocky. You'll be doing things like lifting barbells to, you know, punching the bag in a different combination patterns. I think they're going to be really, really fun.
You know, I know this may sound a bit dumb, but from playing as much video game golf as I have, it's helped me when I play real golf because I never took any lessons and I'm terrible. But the playing on the video game has helped me get better. So when you do the training in here, like when you did it, did you think, well, maybe I can't get into a ring, but I actually can box a little bit now?
You know, whether it's false confidence, probably step in and get my teeth knocked out, but it definitely makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you can box. And we got to the point, in Rise to Glory, where we're getting so, into the whole boxing thing, and we're just like, all right, I'm getting really good at this. The Serbians actually got us boxing coaches. Twice a week, these guys would come and teach us boxing. And we ended up doing continue to do it up until, COVID hit. But that's something, we take boxing really serious, the Serbians.
And the Phantom Melee, was that you? Was that your move?
Yeah, Phantom Melee is something we developed for Rise to Glory. It was the right tool for the right job. We needed to really kind of sell. Due to limitations in VR, we can't take the camera away from you. You get knocked out of your body. So we created it for Rise to Glory. We did not need the tech for this game, since it is a completely different game. It's not a port of any sort. Just the right tool for the right job.
And with video games like this, you want to draw that very line, that line that's so hard to find, it's elusive, between easy to pick up and play, but hard to master. It can't be hard the whole way, and it can't be easy the whole way. How did you find that middle ground?
Absolutely. And this is something we're still tuning. We've been started tuning from day one, and we keep tuning until, the day they rip the game out of our hands, because it's got to go. But it really comes down to finding just the right kind of rock, paper, scissors, right? What move beats what, and not build enough complexity into it. Keep it boiling down to just exactly what makes a game fun. Because we want just about anybody, we want you to take one of your Switch controllers, hand it to your buddy, or whoever is in a room next to you, and without the person ever playing it, they should have fun. It needs to be juicy. It needs to be quick. No matter which button you press, something happens, and you have a slight competitive edge there. But if you really kind of put your time in it, in terms of rocking, give it your heart, you start to learn which move, the timing of each move, and your reaction time improves. You're seeing your opponent throwing a certain punch, like, that's a slow one. I'm going to throw a quick punch and knock him out of it, right? It just comes down to playing the game. But when you first pick it up, you need to just instantly have fun, and it needs to feel good in your hands. And it all comes down to tuning, and, of course, the design from the very beginning needs to account for that.
That's senior engineer Eugene Elkin. He's with Surios, the game Big Rumble Boxing, Creed Champions, coming this spring, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch, 1 to 2 players, rating pending. Eugene, congratulations, man. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to when you guys make the jump to the PS5 and the Series X and all that. Keep up the good work, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rick. Once again, thanks for having me on the show.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The Video Game Review.
All right, some of the great music from Super Turrican back in the day. I'm always wondered by these bloops, blips, bleeps, and blundles, some of the music they could make, 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit, great stuff. All right, time for the cheat code. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here comes to me from Modesto, California, down Highway 99. And it says, Rick, do you got anything for Lego Batman 3 on the PS4? Anything? Okay. I got some stuff for you. Girl, how about this? You want to play as Frankenstein? Now, there's a lot of cheats for this, so I'm just going to throw them at you. Cheat code is FQ4ESE. These are all caps. Once again, FQ4ESE. Okay, easy. If you want to play as Batman, ZWQPJD, once again, ZWQPJD, you want to play as Batgirl, 4LS32K, once again, 4LS32K, and if you want to play as Bane, and we all look like Bane with our masks on right now, but this is the real one, Tom Hardy. The cheat code on the PS4 for Batman 3 Beyond Gotham is XZKLKQ. Once again, XZKLKQ to play as Bane. Thanks for your request. Remember, you can email me throughout the week during these 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk, and I'll get back to you. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. So we'll do that now. Take a quick break and get back to the sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.